Mary Pete's partner and husband, Hubert, didn't speak at her memorial in Bethel, but he played Amazing Grace on his mandolin instead to open it up. For 2 hours, Pete's friends and former colleagues from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and its Kuskokwim campus remembered the enormous impact she had on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. She directed KUC from 2005 until her death and was a strong advocate for protecting subsistence in the state. Here's what Mary Nunawick, a friend of Mary Pete, had to say.
And again, this really pretty young lady, really, really smart. And whenever she said anything, I just like shut up and I even tell other people that run me, please shut up and listen to me. I mean, not out like that, but...
A huge earthquake shook Anchorage last week, which disrupted air traffic and kept some from flying in. But others still made it. One of them was Yvonne Peter, UAF's vice chancellor. He's Gwich'in from Arctic Village, and he introduced himself in Gwich'in.
My name is Yvonne Peter. On the program, I'm listed as Vice Chancellor for UAF, but really in being here with you all today, I'm here also as one of Mary's friends.
Peter is one of many people there who remember Pete as a trailblazer for Alaska Native leaders, himself among them.
She was really like one of those people a long time ago who would put on their snowshoes and walk out in front of the other people and put in that extra work so the rest of us could have it a little bit easier following in that path behind her. That's how I saw her.
Almost everyone who spoke remembered Mary Pete's passion for subsistence, especially berry picking, and of course her dedication to Yupik values.
I used to joke with Mary that if Yupiks ever had a flag, we'd just put her face on it.
That's her friend, Mary Sattler Peltola. Another friend, Oscar Lexi, read from an essay written by the late John Active to remind everyone that Mary Pete isn't gone forever.
And as we Yupiks say to someone who is leaving the country for good, it's not the end. I'll see you again sometime. Be as you are. Maintain.
To honor Mary Pete's legacy, the Bethel Community Services Foundation set up a scholarship fund. The money will go to returning KUC students and prioritize Alaska Native women. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.